We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. Zok Gemara, Vesef Hava Le Ahu Hanu Tale. Rav Yosef had in his property these palm trees. They were small palm trees. Dava Osu Umni V'Yasu Tesayu. There was these Umni, which are people, doctors who do bloodletting. They opened up shop right outside his chatzar, either in the Rishus HaRabim, or their property was next door. It was under his trees, which went over either into the Rishus HaRabim or into the property, and they were sitting under the shade. And Lamaisa, they were doing this their jobs, and the blood attracts Arvim, like ravens. But also Arve, Ochli Dama, they ate the blood, Besalki Abeitali, and they flew up, and they started pecking at the dates on his tree, on his palm tree, umafz di tamri, and made the dates get ruined with blood on them. Omlu Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, afikuli karka malcha, get these birds out of here. Karka Rashi is lotion of the birds, because they chirp, they say karka, karka, so therefore they call them karka. But Rav Yosef said, get rid of these ravens. So and he said, you know, even though you're in your own rishos, but Lamai said, you're causing me damage. Omale Abaya, Vagramhi, it's only a grama, they're not doing any damage really, they're putting here blood here, and that's attracting the arvim, and the arvim going to the dates. Amalei, Hochim Rav Tuvah Masna, Zayi Samer, it's a grama of an Ezekin Osir. Grama Ezekin Osir, and I can stop you from causing me damage. Freit the Gemara, Vaha Achzik Lahu. So here, he said maybe they're doing this for years, they're Machzik. Vaha Achzik Lahu. Hochim Rav Nachman, Huh?
Was the tree there also the whole time?
The tree, they had this chazaka before the tree grew this big, before this problem happened. There was their place. Yeah, they were muchzik in this place. It's a big shaila what it means exactly. The Mekuyesi says, from here is a raya that you don't need a taina for your chazaka, because here, and Taisa also talks about this, Taisa says, look at Taisa says, achzikul, who Taisa says, pirish rivam, kiven shaloi ba, lahachzik bekarka shel chaver lemishloihu el tashas ba'alma shenena mena me'el es chazaka shloi betayna. The mishtama lo yoyo oimrim shemokal hem Rav Yosef tashas zeh v'havik yehanad le'el de achzik lehordi de ma'el es chazaka shloi betayna. So Taisa says over here, everyone will agree, usually a chazaka's gimel shon only works with a taina. I'm here 3 years and I taina I bought it. Here, what was their taina? They didn't buy the rights. But there's a taina of chazaka, since you're in your own property, and it's not really taking your property, so that a chazak would help. It's more as kasher. The guys who's right here, they don't need a tiny of a chazak. Va'achzik lehu. So we're saying he might be muchzik. They're doing this for years already. So Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, ain chazak al nazikun. When it comes to damages, those things is chazaka. Bishlama, if you have, let's say, something that you like put up a beam or something like that, or whatever the case is, something that you have control over, that passes chazaka. But to hurt someone else, to damage someone else, it doesn't pass any chazak on that. For the Gemara, v'lav itma law. Didn't we learn that this klal in chazak on nazik is not a klal across the board? It's only a certain type of nazikin. Rav Mara and Makutra, which is smoke. That's where you say in chazak of Rav Zvidomar, the Beis Akise, by a bathroom. That's where you say it, but not by every single hezik you do say chazak on special hezikim. Zekim. This is not such a big hezik. Lu hani lididi danida da'atoyi ki kutra is kisi domli. This damage that they're putting blood onto my dates is, for me, a terrible damage because I'm an istinus. We know Rav Yosef was a big istinus, like Tais brings down that from the Gemara Pesachim that he says about himself that he's an istinus. And therefore, he tainted, this is a big damage for me. And Akbarim comes up this Gemara, Ein chazaka l'nezikin, that's number one. Number two is that grama of nezikin is also, even though you're going to pay, it's also to do. In a case, even though because the Gromzikans got a pot to pay. But the law is that Gromzikans usher, and I can stop you from being here because you're causing damage. Zok to Mishnah. If someone wants to put up Shoivchim, which means where he keeps his birds there, his doves, his birds, he keeps in these Shoivchim, he has to make sure it's 50 amis away from the ear. And the reason is, from the city, the reason is these birds go 50 amis in all directions and they eat the zra'im. So someone could be planting a whole property of wheat or cucumbers, and these birds come and eat it up. So you got to be 50 amis away.
Lo yasa,
v'lo yasa, huh?
They're not considered
a doctor? No, I don't know. Maybe they are. It says here you have to put the shayva 50 amis away from the city. V'lo yasa, I'm not sure what it has to do with Behemoth Daka. V'lo yasa Adam, Shoivach v'seich shaloi, Elam ken yeshach v'sham l'chol ruach. Even making your own property, forget about outside the city, even your own property, you make it 50 amas away from every direction, so it shouldn't go into all the people's property and eat their tvua, or eat their seeds. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, base arbas kurim, moli shega yayin. Rabbi Yehuda says even more room. It's not enough to have 50 amas. You actually have to have 75,000 square amas in each direction. Base arbas kurim, which is 75,000 square amas. You have to figure out the square root. It's around, I think, 273 amas in each direction. That's what it is. Much more than the first mandi amas. Moli shega yayin. This is how far a yayin flies. And we'll see in the Gemara the Bia Machlekes. And if you bought a filu base roiva, a filu bechaskasa, which means if you bought the shoivach together with the karka, even if it doesn't have room around it, only has base roiva, a very small amount, it's still bechaskasa because the huksak boy harishon, the first guy is already huksak in it. And the shail is, so it comes down, we have machlekes over here, how far do you go? Like Taisa speaks out, that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon loy pligi b'sheger hayoyna kamahava. As I said, the Gemara is explaining the Machlokes. The Gemara is not going to explain the Machlokes. Tosis explains the Machlokes. Tosis says that everyone agrees that a yoyna flies that much. The Moed Rabbanon, the base of Rabbanon, have a sheger hayoyna. Rabbanon savri kiyun dem chamishim ama malya kersayu. So Tosis explains Rabbanon hold since within 50 amas it gets full. So therefore the seeds don't further than that, we don't worry to eat seeds. It go further, but already it's full by then, it's not going to eat other people's seeds. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since it could fly so far, so therefore it's mazik even further. That's the machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanan.
Huh? We don't allow it to do within
50 amas.
Right. How are they getting full,
birds? No, they'll get full within 50 amas.
There's nothing there, because
they're 50 amas, they don't know. No, they don't property seeds, their own food, they'll find their own food there. They usually find enough food. They don't fly 50 amas to get food. Within 50 amas, they find enough food and they're full. They don't try. They're not so picky. They don't daf and eat steaks. They find what they find. Whatever they find, they eat. And within 50 amas, they get full already. They don't go further than that. They don't.
What's one in the first case of Mishnah Zegis? If you can't do
that. No, one's is outside the city. The Yinal Pro Shevich, in the Hefker, places that's Hefker. You can't put it as a. Another halacha is what's very chiddush. Your own property. This is my own property. I don't do what I want my property. Still, you got to make it 50 amas on the border, which is always a bigger chiddush. The other case is in the Hefker, it's outside the city. Outside the city, in those days, and today also, could be, there's a lot of land, there's nothing there. It's a forest, you know, on the Palisades Parkway. So you want to put your shayvach up there. You have to make sure it's 50 amas away from the city, that's all. Here, it's in your own property, that's the chiddush. Zok the Gemara. Chamishim amas v'suloi, only 50 amas, and that's it. Braminu, Master Kasha, it says, that aim person, this will yoinim, you can't set out traps to catch more birds. It has to be 30 ris away from the yishuv, which is around 8,000 amas. It's 4 mil, which is 8,000 amas. So it's much more than 50 amas, much more. So Amabaya, Meshit, which really is what Taisus really said, Amabaya, Meshit Shaita Tuva, they can fly very far. The Kersayu b'chamishim amas amalia, but it fills its stomach within 50 amas, whatever it finds. Like Rashi says, Bavarnas Mordechai's kasha. The mashem alaktim say chamishim amas amalia kresa. Don't have to be dafka seeds. The imav seedim is rum. Whatever they find in 50 amas, they eat and they get full. Freit the Gemara, meishes such risk v'sulai. They only fly 30 risks and that's it. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, v'yishuv afilu meya mil lo yifreis. So here it says only goes 30 ris. We learned over yishuv a filu meya mil lo yifreis. Even 100 inside the yishuv, even 100 mil lo yifreis. So you see that it goes even further. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yishuv Kramim. We're talking about yishuv kramim, so it could jump from kerem to kerem. That means like this: if it's open space, it doesn't go more than 30 ris, which is 4 mil, 8,000 amas. But if it's b'yishuv, that it has a place to jump from place to place, it can go even a meya mil. So Rav Yisrael b'yishuv kramim, and Rav Amram b'yishuv shayivchim. There's a bunch of shayivchim there, and therefore a jump from shayivch to shayivch. That's why you have to move it away 100 mil. You have to move away these nets 100 mil. For the Gemara, what do you mean? If it's only getting here through a shayivchim, so if it's taking them from shayivchim, gufayu. So gufa, because those shayivchim, you shouldn't put the nets out. What are we saying? We're saying over here, you have to put nets 100 mil away from the yishuv. Now, it doesn't fly so far. Teretz is, it has a bunch of ways to get here. It has a bunch of shoivchim to get here. So then forget about 100 mil. Whatever the closest shoivch is, you got to put it far away than nets, because it might capture those yoinim from those shoivchim that are close by. So more three mahalchim to answer that. The body's name of the day, it was his own shoivchim, that can facilitate it to go so far, but do not worry about those shoivchim, because that's your own. The body is the name of the Knani, it's a non-Jew, and that also we're not worried about. It's not direct Gneva, so not a problem. The body is the name of the Hefkowards, Hefkadika Shevchim, and Akaponim, so therefore we're not worried about the Shevchim itself, but we are worried about the Yishuv that it could travel much further with these rest stops on the way. Rav Yudayim Abbas Abbas Kurum, Omra Papatim Razvid, Zoyse Meres, Taina Lakao Taina Lyari, said in the Mishnah, that you bought a property with a coop inside it, so then you don't have to make sure it's 50 amos from the border. It doesn't have to be because I bought it that way. We see from here that you're tying him lekeach and tying him yerush. Here the guy bought it, and we don't know how he had the right to do that, but we assume that he was mefayis to people around him. And since he has a chazakah, so we taina, see, he bought it for someone who had a chazaka. Now, he doesn't have his own taina. He bought it. He doesn't know what happened. But we assume the guy before him was Mephiah 7 around him, and we say taninon. We say that's probably what they were taina. And the same thing we do for Yerush also. See from here the idea of taninon. See from our Mishnah, this idea that we help him out with a taina. And again, this is Master Fakeret, that every chazaka needs a taina. We said before, it's Pachas Shoshana about this. This Master needs a taina. Frank the Gemara, what do you need our Mishnah for that? It's the first Mishnah in all the places. Yerush Tanina. Yerush is the first Mishnah. It says, Abba Mishum Yerusha, someone who comes from, he's Yerush something from his father, ain't it Tzarech Taina, doesn't need a Taina. If he has a Chazaka, or his father has a Chazaka, he's not need a Taina, because we say Tanina, it's the first Mishnah. So, Gemara, lo, lekech, it's Tzrich, lechish, it's the lekech. Frank the Gemara, lekech, not me Tanina. Lekech also from the first Mishnah. It says, the law is, you're not allowed to put a porch over the shirabim because something might bang into it. Or you're not allowed to put a ziz. Ziz used to put these poles sticking out and you can hang things on it. You can't stick it into shirabim. A person might hurt himself. You're not allowed to do that into shirabim. But let's say you bought a chatzar and the chatzar is built in a way that it's the porch and the ziz is sticking out the shirabim. The law is, because you can assume that the lekeach bought off the rights to put it there. So you see, Taninon, Zach Demara, you still need our Mishnah, Tzricha. Dias mina hasam gabi of shesharabim, the emar kainesach shulayhu. There, it's easier to figure to assume that he did it behetta, because it's possible for him that really originally when he built that house, his house was not reaching shirabim. Those porches were not reaching shirabim. Eventually, they spread the shirabim out. They made it wider, and that's why it's under this place. So maybe that's what happened. Inami, achuli achlo b'nei shirabim. B'nei shirabim will meichel to him. Gabe, how the meichel to him? So you have to, it's a little complicated, but they could be meichel through the Zayin Tuvi ear, like Taisa speaks out on the bottom. You could, b'mai b'anche ear, you have the seven appointed treasurers of the city, and they could be meichel to you. So, Dio, that's why we can assume that happened. Avahacha, loy, but here, by a yachid, maybe this guy was a very strong person and a very ruthless guy, and he just did it and didn't care about his neighbor. It's not a raya. Bishlam Sharabim, they're not going to let you get away with this. So, it must be you had a simple hetter. But maybe in our Mishnah, who says you say Taninan? Because there, maybe the guys, Rashi says, Ein Bezroya Asa Shaychazik Men, who's stronger than him? And Fakaret also. It's much easier to mefayis the yachid. Give him a few bucks to say, no, you meichel me. Inami uchlach oichlach gabei, or he was meichel him taka for samazan as a good neighbor. Our rabbim, man pious, or man shavik, like who are you paying off? Who are you mefayis? There's no one who's taking the money. And who could do it? You have to definitely have a whole process. Aim aloy, maybe they don't say it to anyone. Tzricha, you need both machloikasin. So, the Gemara, Reya b'chaskasai. Reya b'chaskasai. Reya b'chaskasai. That over here, shayvach, by the shayvach, the yoinim are damaging people's seats. So the shayla is, there's no chazakal in the zikin, we said. V'omar Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, ain't chazakal in the zikin, no chazakal in the zikin. And for the Gemara, Rav Mari, Omar, B'kutra, dafka certain nezikim, which are very bad and very clearly terrible nezika in deer, there's no chazaka. Like kutra, like smoke, constant smoke. Or sit on a base akise, a bathroom, which is basically an outhouse right near your property. Those things are nezikin that are constant and everyone agrees that they're terrible. But other things that are not so clear, you do have the inyan of chazaka by those type of nezikin.